This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Gary Ridge. How are you, Gary?
Great, Robert. How are you?
Great. And I'm great because Gary is the CEO of WD-40, 95% name recognition. So we'll talk about product, and you do some cool ones like the flexible. But mostly we're going to talk about leadership because you will love the new insights you get from Gary on leadership. But let's start off WD-40. What is it?
Well, it's a memories creator. We're in the business of creating positive, lasting memories by solving problems in factories, homes, and workshops around the world. The product was actually invented in 1953, right here in San Diego. There was a problem with condensation and corrosion in the umbilical cord of the Atlas space rocket. And our chemists got together at that time. It was called Rocket Chemical Company, and they struggled. 39 times they worked to try and solve the problem, but they never gave up. The 40th formula worked, and that's why it's called WD, Water Displacement 40th Formula. And
I've always wondered that.
Yeah, and the rest is history. Today we now create memories in 176 countries around the world. We often say the sun never sets on the blue and yellow can with a little red top.
There you go. And you have a new product, which I saw, Easy Reach. And what this is, for those just listening in on the radio, which is a lot of you, over 500,000 people, imagine this. It's a WD-40, bigger can, but at the end it has... Explain what this is.
This is called Easy Reach. It's our regular, normal WD-40, but the delivery system attached is an 8-inch flexible nozzle. So we were told by our pros and our heavy-end users that they would love to have a way of getting our product to a place that's hard to get at. In fact, I was amazed on the weekend. I had a tradesman in the house, and I often have some cans, and I went up to him, and I showed him this can, and I twisted the nozzle, and he went, "You guys are amazing. Who would have thought?"
Well, it is, because I've always wondered. I liked about, I don't know, a dozen years ago or so, you put the little tube so you could get to far places, but now you could get a different angle.
Yeah, absolutely. And really what that's about is we want to make the job easier for our end users. So if you can imagine a guy who's an auto mechanic, he wants to get the car in, up, down, and out. That's how he makes money. So if we can make his job easy, if we can create a positive, lasting memory by solving a problem quicker for him, then we have met our purpose.
And here's what's amazing about this interview. You have this great product, but we're almost done talking about product because now we're going to talk about leadership. So you mentioned the words memorable, which is... I wouldn't have thought of that when I thought WD-40, but now I am saying, oh, yeah, when I put together my elliptical with my father-in-law, WD-40 was the key that saved us, and it made it a positive thing. And if we didn't have that, it could have been a big problem. Where do you come up with the concept? How do you start shaping a brand when you have a, what I'd call a really beloved product, but now you're going to elevate it viscerally?
Well, we're beloved in certain places around the world. In some places, they're just learning to love us. Like in China, for example, you know, we've got 53 people in China, and today, for the very first time, someone in China, or maybe Russia, or maybe Brazil, will meet our can for the very first time. If you think about life, what's life about? At the end of the day, everything else goes back in the box. It doesn't matter how big your car is, what sort of house you have. The size of the box at the end of the day that you go back in isn't going to vary much. What are you going to leave behind? You're going to leave behind memories. You're going to leave behind that time in your life when something special happened that you can remember. Our role in life as people should be to create positive, lasting memories. I don't remember the time my son gave me a brown tie for Christmas, but I do remember when he and I went to see Elton John and Billy Joel together at Dueling Pianos. That was the best Christmas gift I ever got because it gave me a memory. And every time I think about it, I can think about where we sat, the smile on his face, even the beer we drank and the hot dog we ate. I can never remember the tie.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Gary Ridge, who is the CEO for 21 years, I believe, of WD-40. So when you look at the performance of WD-40, you're averaging 15% compounded growth every year over your
total shareholder return.
We'll talk more about your employees, and it's called Tribe, which is a really cool concept. But talk about how you view the performance financially to get the results.
If you take care of your people will take care of your customers, and your customers will take care of your shareholders. Profit is the applause of people doing great work. So we passionately believe that purpose-driven people who are passionate and are guided by values have amazing outcomes. So what do we do every day? We're here to help people step into the best version of their personal self. You know, the book that I wrote with Ken Blanchard, The 1 Minute Manager, called Helping People Win at Work. The whole basis of that is we're not here to mark your paper. We're here to help you get an A. So if you work at WD-40 company, I'm going to be your coach, not your boss. And I'm going to make sure that in the locker room and on the sidelines of the field, I'm doing whatever I need to do to help you play your best game you can. And I'm there then to provide the coaching, the resources, all that you need to be the best you. That's our commitment to our people.
Give me an example of how you personally coach someone and what the challenge was and what occurred. And if it's too close to you, I know you're a little bit humble if you want to tell about someone in your company, how they coach someone. But just to understand, because we always hear the word coaching, and it's not so easy to always get it right.
Well, I think a lot of people think that a coach plays on the field. So instead of enabling people, they want to play the game for the coach. Great coaches don't run onto the paddock or the field. They're there to provide. You know, I can give you an example. One of our values at the company is we value creating positive, lasting memories in all of our relationships. I was in a meeting some time back, and there was someone in that meeting who obviously had had a bad morning. And they weren't creating a positive, lasting memory. So, you know, there's a couple of ways to handle that. You could interact with them in that meeting and make them feel bad. Or, at the end of the meeting, I said to the person, let's go for a walk. So we went for a walk around our parking lot, and I'm looking under a car and behind a rubbish trash can, and the person says, what the hell are you doing? So I'm looking for you. What do you mean? Well, the you I know and love wasn't in that room.
Wow.
Help me understand what it is that triggered you this morning.
Okay, and when you said that, was there a negative reaction? What was the reaction?
The reaction was, oh. And then we talked about what happened in that room. I learned what had caused that person to behave that way in that morning. We talked about what our leadership responsibility was. You know, this person had got up, kicked their foot on the bed, spilled coffee in their car, got, you know, tipped off on the way in to driving. As a leader, you have to leave that at the front door. If you're actually feeling that bad, don't even come to work, because you have no right to pollute people's day with your bad ways.
So we're going to talk later about the four pillars, but tell us about helping people win at work, which you wrote with Ken Blanchard, who is, I don't know how many of his books I've probably read, a lot of them. You know, obviously one of the most prolific writers of the time.
Yeah, you know, the 1 Minute Manager, Leadership at a High Level. Ken's a wonderful guy. I met Ken, 23 years ago. I went back to school when I became CEO and did a master's degree in leadership at the University of San Diego. I actually teach. I'm an adjunct professor there now, where I teach culture in the leadership program. And in one of the classes, Ken described when he was a teacher in university, he used to give the final paper out at the beginning of the class. And he used to get into a lot of trouble from the academic people at the university for doing that. He said, what are you doing giving out the final paper, Blanchard? You're here to teach these people. He said, I am. Not only am I going to give them the final answer, final paper, over the next number of months, we're going to learn the answers together. And I went, oh, duh. What happens in most businesses? There is no clarity around what we expect from each other. In fact, the way I can let you down is to not understand what you expect from me. So if we can create an environment where we clearly agree what we expect from each other, me as your coach is there to help you get there, and we do it by living our values, we'll have amazing outcomes. And we've proven that.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Show. We are speaking today with Gary Ridge, who is the CEO of WD-40. Phenomenal growth. When we come back, we're going to talk about culture and how you really build that culture. And we might even touch upon the four pillars. Back in a few.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Robert Griese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Gary Ridge, the 21-year CEO of WD-40. You've shown remarkable growth from a financial perspective, but you really said that that starts with your people. Now, you call your people tribe. And when I came in here, you actually have a teepee where people could, I sat in it, and, you know, I might do an Instagram photo of that. You could have a coffee together or a tea together or whatever.
Correct. And you know, that's a symbol not of what tribes are, whether it be the Australian Aborigines, whether it be the Fijian Islanders, whether it be the Native Americans. It's not about the behaviors of the tribe, it's about tribal behavior. The number one responsibility of a tribal leader is to be a learner and a teacher. Come with me for a minute, Robert, back to the middle of Australia thousands of years ago. And we're going to sit and we're going to watch a group of Australian Aborigines at a gathering. We'll peek out from behind the coolabah tree next to the billabong where we are. What do we see? We see the senior tribe member, the leader, teaching the young tribe member to do what? To throw a boomerang. Now, if anybody's ever tried to throw a boomerang, I'm going to tell you, it's not easy. Back then, if you couldn't throw a boomerang, you died, because it was the tool of survival. So isn't that the basis when we think about it? What's our job as a leader? It's to teach the younger tribe members how what they need to be taught to be successful and survive. You know, years ago, the basis of tribalism was a group of people who together helped feed and defend each other. What do we do at WD-40 Company? We help feed and we help defend each other. We do it by learning and teaching. We do it by values. We create belonging. The reason people leave organizations or relationships or parties is because they don't feel like they belong. It's a shame. Ken Blanchard describes it beautifully. He says, it's a shame most people only know they're doing a good job because no one yelled at them today.
Yeah.
And can you imagine that 67% of people who go to work in the United States today are not working aligned with the company's purpose and vision because they're disengaged. And that's because their leader is Al, the soul-sucking CEO.
What's Al the soul-sucking?
Here's Al.
Whoa, oh, on the radio, you can't see it. This is this Al. What is Al the soul-sucking CEO?
Well, Al is the person who is creating this toxic environment. And if 67% of companies out there today have very low engagement, it means their leader is creating, is exercising soul-sucking behaviors. It's all about them. It's their ego that's eating their empathy instead of their empathy eating their ego. They don't understand the balance between being tough-minded and tender-hearted. They want to be either end of that so people feel vulnerable and at risk. They don't praise people. They're not creating an environment where people step into the best version of their personal self every day. It's all about them. And they're bowing down to the short-termism of Wall Street. You know, you've got to create a result in 90 days. That's rubbish. No leader can run a business in 90-day intervals. We've got to have it in, build an enduring company that creates value for its shareholders, its people over time.
Well, so if you have a CEO who is this terrible guy, what advice do you give them? Can they change?
They have to accept the fact that it's not about them. It's about the people that they lead. They've got to accept the fact that you do have to have a compelling purpose or a why statement, as my friend Simon Sinek talks about. Most companies know what they do. Some know how they do it. Most of them don't know why they do what they do. They don't have a purpose. They've got to have a clear set of values that guide the decisions that are made in the company on a daily basis, so it sets people free. They've got to realize that micromanagement is not scalable, that they have to empower their people.
That's a huge point. Micromanagement is not scalable.
Yep.
Just explain that for a second.
Well, you know, I became very aware of that when I got the opportunity to lead the company 21 years ago. Back then, we were a quarter of the size we are now. 90% of our business was in the United States. We had a goal to take the blue and yellow can with a little red top to the world. We weren't going to do that if we had to micromanage everyone. So how do we set up a culture where we gave people freedom through clearly defined values? We gave them the ability to act through them clearly understanding what's expected of them, and we created an environment where we were there to encourage them to be their better selves. Back then, we had lousy employee engagement numbers, not because of the leadership that went before me. It's just we hadn't concentrated on it.
And now you're at 93%.
93%. 99% of our employees globally say they love to tell people they work at WD-40 Company.
So I want to ask you, you had told me in the past your definition of culture and how you grow up and what that means. I think it's a nice story to tell CEOs. Just what was that? And then we're going to talk about the four pillars.
Well, culture is an environment that you create. And it's remember when we were at school, we used to make culture in a petri dish, right? And we'd add stuff to the dish and culture would grow. Well, as a leader, what we've got to do is continue to firstly ensure that the ingredients we put in the petri dish are the ones that are going to grow good culture. And then our job, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, is to ensure that those ingredients are not polluting the culture.
Now, the four pillars.
The four pillars are care, candor, accountability, and responsibility. A great culture is based on care, which means we're going to care about you as a human being. We're going to care about you enough to have a strong structure and a strong set of strategic initiatives that drive the business, that actually generate an economic outcome that can support the business. We're going to care about you as far as wanting to have you develop yourself. Candor is pretty simple. No lying, no faking, no hiding. Most people don't lie. Most people fake and hide. Why? Because they're afraid.
Great point.
They're afraid. So what is the basis of that in WD-40? We don't make mistakes here. We have learning moments. And a learning moment is a positive or negative outcome of any situation that has to be openly and freely shared to benefit all. So people aren't afraid of admitting that, hey, this didn't go quite the way we expected. Okay. What do we learn from that? Don't fake and hide it. Let's get it out on the open. You're not gonna get in trouble because things didn't work. Come on. What's the best baseball player hit in the U.S.? How many?
300. 340.
So what are we gonna? We're gonna get it 100% right? No. We're just simple human beings bumbling our way down the road of life, bumping into stuff. Of course we're going to make mistakes. Third is accountability. We touched on that. We have to be very clear on what we expect of each other. And then the fourth one is responsibility. So how are we going to be responsible? How are we going to not go finger point at people? It's not me, it's them, it's they did it, I didn't do it. Let's take responsibility for what we do. So there are the four pillars. And I wrote an article on that on LinkedIn. I don't know if you read it or not, but it's a great article where we really expand what the four pillars are all about.
We have 1 minute left. Talk about the core of what drives you as a leader. What is the single most important thing, if you could identify that?
The 95-year-old me, when I'm laying on my deathbed, wants to feel happy that the journey I took was one where I was able to help people be the best they could be.
And what's the future of WD-40?
Oh, we're 65 years young. The future is bright.
And there you have it. And for everyone, think about this. You can build the culture, but you as leader have to remove yourself. You can't be this owl guy. You have to be thinking about the future. Don't focus on the short-term results financially. Those results will come when you first focus on your tribe.
It's all about the people.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Josh Cohn, and Josh is the CEO and founder of Junk Lovers. Junk Luggers. but actually, it's funny. I said Junk Lovers because you sort of are Junk Lovers. Talk about what the business is.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's awesome to be here. Thanks for having me. Junk Luggers is a, well, we are the world's leader in sustainable junk removal. So what we do is we haul away things that people no longer want or need, and then we separate items for donations, recycling, upcycling, and then trash.
So we're going to talk more about your leadership philosophy and challenges with growing the business. So right now you're on all these lists of fastest growing companies around and great places to work and things. But in 2004, you were like, one guy, tell the story of where you learned, where this idea really emerged from.
Yeah, so I was on a study abroad in Australia. We were drinking boxed wine around a campfire, and a friend said he made $100 hauling away his neighbor's refrigerator. I had no plans to make any sort of significant cash when I got home except a summer internship that was paying close to nothing. So I thought, that's a great idea. I could totally do that. So it stuck with me. I went home. I printed up some flyers for my parents' computer. 21-year-old college student wants to help you haul away your stuff and donate items to Goodwill, bring things to the recycling center. And I literally went door-to-door handing them out.
And what was it like when you were, you know, going door-to-door? Were you getting positive results, or were people saying, stay away from me?
So it was interesting. At first, I got mixed results. I actually thought people would be friendlier, you know, because I put a smile on my face. Eventually, what I realized I could do, which was much more efficient, was stuff mailboxes. So I did that for a while. I figured if I did 200 flyers per night, stuffed them in the mailbox, I knew that I would at least get a few jobs off of that. It would keep me busy for the week. It actually wasn't until the post office called and said, we're going to arrest you if you don't stop putting things in the mailbox without a stamp.
And you were doing this while you were at school, right?
I was doing this nights, weekends, and summers, yeah.
So I know your dad was an accountant. He was very formal. But so, you know, you talk greatly about what you learned from entrepreneurship from him. But after you graduated, how did he feel about you saying, well, I'm not going to be an accountant, I'm going to start this company on moving junk around?
So I had been doing it for a little while, and I had some support from him. Like, my first vehicle was his vehicle. He helped me build a trailer from scratch, and we painted Cohen's cleanup on the side of it. But I think what he felt like was, after I graduated, it was time to get a real job and to grow up. And he thought this was totally crazy.
But what does he think now?
You know, it's been a few years that he's now said he's proud of me and he thinks it's great. So
let's talk about what some of the biggest challenges you faced in growing the business. And I know we've spoken before, a lot had to do with the people issues.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I certainly was not prepared for the ups and downs of owning a business and starting something new. I had very little guidance. I learned a lot of what I learned was from reading business books. We talked about A Higher Purpose by Larry Jasinski.
That's, to me, one of the greatest books of all time.
That's had a huge impact on my life, along with some others. We were talking about Phil Collins or Jim Collins before. Phil Collins is good, too.
Yeah. He doesn't have a business book, does he? I don't think so. But Jim Collins, good to great. But one of my, the book, Built to Last, is
Built to Last is amazing. Yeah. So, you know, I consider myself a creative person. I'm dyslexic, like we talked about, so I think a little bit differently. There have been so many challenges along the way with people, and I can give you a few examples.
And I want to say, I'm interviewing John Chambers this week, who publicly said is one of the great CEOs of our time. He's dyslexic, and he said it's the greatest asset to any CEO, and that actually 20% of all CEOs are dyslexic because they could see the big picture at the end. So that's good.
Yeah, and I think it took a while to appreciate that.
Which I don't.
Yeah, no, that's great. And that's where the CEO forum at.
There you go.
But, you know, we've had people on the team who have almost taken the company down multiple times. That's happened. I've had family members in the business that had very strong impacts on the company, and it was very difficult to make a decision to move on from them. But ultimately,
what was that like? You had to tell a family member?
It was brutal, man. Very brutal. I mean, a real example is he's my brother-in-law. My sister was pregnant with her third child, but there were a lot of people in the company who just felt he had done a great job getting us to where we were, but wasn't the guy to get us to that next step, and he was really rubbing a lot of people the wrong way. So it was some really, really hard and stressful conversations, but ultimately we made the decision, we helped him transition out, and everybody's better off for it.
And now you're probably friendlier with her as well.
It's actually interesting. When you work with your family, right? But working with family members, there's a lot of tension that gets built when things aren't going well and you're working day to day.
Oh, I hear the stories all the time.
I bet. Yeah.
So this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Josh Cohn, who is the founder and CEO of Junk Luggers. So what is the website, if anyone wants to go to? If anyone is junked and they want it taken care of and done in an environmental way, what's the website?
It's just junkluggers.com.
There you go. That's pretty easy. So let's now talk about your higher purpose, because how you've really differentiated yourself was that you have become the largest sustainable company, actually, I think, in the world in doing what you do. Talk about why that's so important and how that impacts your decisions here.
Yeah. So, you know, we have a strong set of core values that we live by. And the number one, the first core value that we have is be a mensch. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that word, but it means a person of integrity, a person who does the right thing when somebody isn't looking. And so we've built the company on the idea that, you know, maybe there are not strong regulations around what happens to all this bulk junk items that we haul away and where it goes, but we feel like we have a responsibility to do something better than just throw it all in the trash, to just push a button and send it to the landfill. So what we've done is we've built a company that cares about the items that we're hauling away for our customers. And a lot of times they care and sometimes they don't, so we care, you know, extra for them. But we found that a lot of the stuff that we're hauling away are items of sentimental value. Grandma's kitchen table that you sat around for 30 years. The family couch that the family, you know, watched TV in for 15 years. These are items that, again, they have good bones. They may need to be cleaned up, but there are people out there who could use them, who want them, rather than just sending them to the landfill.
So do you actually clean them up then?
Yeah, so we have...
Is that in the back of... We're in Stamford, Connecticut, by the way, in your headquarters, worldwide headquarters. Is that the room in the back, that giant room where you've tons of furniture?
That is the first of what I hope to be many. We're a franchise company, so it's part of our business model moving forward. And yeah, we fix up, we reupholster, we take old but quality brown furniture that's made here in America a lot of times, and we make it modern again. We sand it down, we paint it white, we paint it grays, we put on new hardware, and what it's doing is giving new life to old stuff.
And you're putting a lot less in landfills, too.
A lot less in landfills, yep. Our BHAG, our Big Hairy Audacious Goal, another Jim Collins
quote. That's right. So that comes from his book, Built to Last, Big Hairy Audacious Goal.
Yep.
So your BHAG is?
Yep. So our BHAG is by 2025, we want to keep 100% of reusable items out of landfills by donating, recycling, upcycling, and supporting local charities.
So how could you do that, though?
Yeah, honestly, I'm an entrepreneur, so we're still figuring it out. But the remix market, which is where we resell and refurbish a lot of items, was a major initiative for us. We've also started to develop our own recycling center where we don't process, but we sort different items like electronic waste. We have a section for mattresses, one of the biggest pollutants of landfills out there.
Mattresses,
yeah.
Right,
and
they're so big.
Right. And there's, you know, nearby here, there is a new mattress facility that processes, takes them apart, and then reuses the different components for new things.
If someone wants to go to Junk Luggers, what is the website?
It's junkluggers.com or junkluggersfranchise.com.
There you go. And you've been one of the fastest growing companies, certainly in the space. Just give a sense of if there's one quote that helps you, because I know you talk to a lot of your people. And you build things. There's all these quotes around. Give me one quote that means something to you.
Yeah, I love from Fearless Motivation, the quote, "I haven't come this far to only come this far."
Wow, that's great. I love it. I haven't come this far to only come this far. On that note, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the culture. We're going to talk about building a franchise business. Back in a few.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Josh Cohn, and he is the founder and CEO of Junk Luggers. And we've already learned in your organization, be a mensch, which is someone who has integrity and does the right thing when the doors are closed, is a core thing. Tell me other things you've done to build your company. And now you've gone from one up to about 200.
Yep.
Unique practices.
Unique practices. Another book that really influenced me was E-Myth, or E-Myth Revisited, and learning about...
Is that Michael Gerber?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
So learning about leveraging people, building a team, not having a company that's centered around one person, around me, right? Which is how a lot of entrepreneurs build their businesses. So I think to our best and also to our detriment, I've tried to hire ahead of our needs to bring in more help than we need, because I think one of the challenges of being dyslexic but also ADD is that I'm a little all over the place. And so I've recognized that my skills to manage people are far inferior to some of the other managers that we have on the team now.
So you get other people to manage. Do you tell everyone openly, hey, I'm dyslexic, I have a little bit of ADD mixed in the cocktail there, so...
Yeah, I tell them that I do, but we also, as a company, share kind of our challenges so we can help each other, prop each other up.
Are there any special fun things you do in celebrations with your company?
Yeah, we do a lot of fun stuff. I mean, little things like last week we had a Super Bowl party and had a contest who could kick the tiny football over the tiny field goals. Winner got a gift card. We've had football games, which have gotten a little bit out of hand. We've had a ton of parties. We had a giant Make-A-Wish Connecticut fundraising event. We brought the entire company to that, and it was a huge dance-a-thon.
And you have told me in the past, actually 80% of the kids in Make-A-Wish actually make it through.
Yep.
And part of it is why. It's so exciting.
Well, it's a giant misconception that people think that if you're in Make-A-Wish, you're likely not going to survive. One of the most common things you'll hear from kids who are granted a wish is that the wish itself gave them some hope, gave them something to look forward to. And for them and their families, it creates this giant support network.
What's your type of person who makes a good franchisee?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you know, similar to my other experiences starting a business, we had a lot of challenges as we kicked franchising off in 2013. And one of the things around is finding the right people, right? Just like in your company, when you want to find the right people, it's just as important or more important to find the right franchise partners, because it's like a marriage. You're with them for 10, 20, 30 years. So what we have learned to look for are people who, well, let's say they got the hustle, so they want to get out there and build relationships and get to know people. They're great with people because they need to be able to build teams maybe better than I can to some degree. Some sort of experience where they've had strong results. So whether they've built another business before, which we love, or they've had a role at another company where they were very successful. But ultimately, we're looking for people who have some business acumen, and then we can build a good, strong, long-term relationship with.
And how does the higher purpose of helping the environment tie into the franchise?
Yeah, thank you.
Because that's not easy to implement as you expand.
So we draw a lot of people to the franchise opportunity who want more than to just build a business. They want something that is more purpose-driven, and it's also gives them the ability to help locally, in their local environment, their local community. A lot of people have been in big corporations for a long time, and they've kind of fallen out of touch with giving back and being involved locally. So that's what a lot of people are looking for. So whether it's the environment or just making an impact locally, that is often where our message will resonate with people. And then I think the rest, like if they're not, you know, the most informed on recycling the environment, that's part of our job, is we actually educate them and create awareness around the opportunities there.
It's like the ultimate customer experience. You're helping them, and they're helping the environment.
Exactly.
Yep. So let's talk about your BHAG, your big, hairy, audacious goal.
Yep.
Tell me more about what that is.
Yeah, so, you know, our goal, our mission, right, is to enhance lives, the community, and the environment by donating, recycling, upcycling, and supporting local charities. Our BHAG helps us to get to the next level with that. And what it says is that, excuse me.
He's getting all choked up because you're so emotional. I like it.
Thank you. So what this is it's our legacy. It's thank you. It's our way of creating a business that does something so impactful, so big that it changes the industry and changes how things are done. And until I started in this business, there was very little awareness, again, of the opportunities there. Typically, when I started, it was people were comparing using us against a dumpster. And we know what happens when you get a dumpster, right?
Mm-hmm.
So our BHAG is to keep 100% of reusable items out of landfills by 2025. It's a very challenging goal. We do not have all the answers yet. The answers are not necessarily out there yet, but we're committed to figuring it out. And we're doing it every single day and every single year. We're making steps.
What is it if we're to meet, that's 2025, that's, you know, about 6 years down. If we're to meet by next year, what is something that you're saying, this is where I want Junk Luggers to be next year? What's something really important to you?
So, you know, one of the biggest, bulkiest types of materials that we haul away all the time that we do not have a solution for are specific types of furniture, especially things like IKEA, for better or worse. That stuff is just filling up the landfills because people think it's not worth it, but it's already treated, so you can't just burn it.
Talk about your locations. And we're here in Stamford, Connecticut, which is your worldwide headquarters. Where are some of your other locations and franchisees located?
Yeah, so, you know, we're growing pretty quickly, but currently today...
I know, I've seen all the things. The number one fastest growing, 13 Inc. magazine.
Yeah, so it may change, you know, hopefully by next month, but it's an exciting time. And we have locations, you know, up and down the East Coast. I think right now we spread as far north as New Haven, Connecticut, and then all the way down to Naples or Sarasota, Florida. We go out west as far as Kansas City. We have a few locations in Texas, but we still have a ton of prime markets available throughout the country.
And that's what you're hoping. If someone wants to learn more about that, tell again the website.
Yeah, so junkluggers.com or junkluggersfranchise.com.
You've 1 minute left. What advice do you have to other entrepreneurs?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I've been at this since I was 21. It's been almost 15 years now. And coming from somebody who's really learned from the ground up and not had a lot of feedback, I would just say don't give up because it is a struggle every single day. It's like a roller coaster ride. But if you persevere and you believe in what you're doing, you can fulfill your dreams.
And on that inspirational note, a pleasure having you on the CEO show, Josh.
Thank you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.